7:35 now, Stephen 10 in the morning on this Tuesday morning, and time to check in with the Sedgwick County Commission Chair, Ryan Beatty. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Stephen Ted. Good to be with you.
Yeah, we had a little rain earlier this morning around the county. Good for the crops, I guess. Good for the yards.
Good for the yards, good for the grass. I'm looking at my rain gauge right now in front of my place, and we didn't get much where I'm at, so hopefully your meteorologist is correct. We can get a little bit of rain throughout the morning.
That was a little spotty, I guess. All right, you got a county commission meeting tomorrow. I presume you're going to be talking about the budget, the big B word there.
The big B word, yeah, indeed. Well, we've got a pretty light day when it comes to normal business, things that are traditional county business things. We have we talked about elevator safety code and passing adoption of that amendment from our Metropolitan Area Builders and Construction Department. Then we got just some normal business items in regards to post-annexation in Derby and just regular bids and boards of contracts. But there's going to be a line item on the budget, and you just called it the big B, and I guess that's probably pretty accurate. The budget discussion will be a line item on our agenda for the rest of the cycle, meaning through adoption on August 21st. And this is going to be a big one. There's a lot going on in Sedgwick County, a lot of needs, public safety needs, but there's also a lot of pressure in regards to property taxes. So this line item on budget discussion, I'm certain will be pretty, it's going to be great discussion amongst the commission as to what it is that we plan to do after Manager Stoltz presented his recommended budget last week. We have 5 weeks now as commissioners to kind of mold this thing the way we want to see it.
That's a little over, what, almost $600,000 spending plan, as I understand it. So how's that compare with recent years? Are we up on our spending a little bit or down, or how's it going?
You know, the budget, for the most part, it typically sees anywhere from a 2% to sometimes upwards 5, 7% increase in expenditures. Some years have been a little bit more. Really, it just depends on the budget year and the budget cycle. You know, if you look at comparative, where Sedgwick County government is, you know, we're compared a lot to Johnson County. I don't always think that's a fair standard, but Johnson County has 80,000 more citizens than Sedgwick County. Their budget is $1.8 billion with a B. Now, that's the big B. $1.8 billion is their budget. And then you look at Sedgwick County's budget, and we typically come in, $560 to $590 million, significantly less what we spend per citizen in Sedgwick County versus other places compared to places like Johnson County. And what that's indicative of is just really good financial management here in Sedgwick County. What we've seen since 2021 is $60 million of incremental budget dollars towards compensation. One of the things that I ran on and discussed a lot in my campaign 2 years ago was staffing stability, trying to find a way to get staffing stability in departments like EMS, the sheriff's office, ComCare, the fire department, all these incredibly important departments and organizations in our community had incredible staffing instability, and it led to really challenges in performing good government service. So $60 million has been placed towards compensation in the last 4 years. And the result of that is exactly what we expected, is we now have staffing stability in a lot of these important departments. I'll give you an example. 911. When I took office, 911, which receives almost 1,100 calls a day of people having one of the worst moments of their life, 911 was at 62% staffing level. Today, we're almost at full staff, with more dollars being invested into 911 to help modernize that department. So these are the types of decisions, and that's just one of 46 departments. So these are the types of decisions being discussed in this budget. They're important for the community, and I know as commissioners, I think it's the most important thing we do.
Plus, big portion of that budget is mandatory spending from the state. You don't have much control over that, do you?
Very little control. If you look at 46 departments that we have at Sedgwick County government, almost 2,800 employees, 16 of those departments are state conduits, meaning, you know, we do these operations on behalf of the state. So if you look at the Treasury Department, the Register of Deeds, the County Clerk, 18th Judicial Court, those are just examples, the Elections Office, examples of state departments that we manage on behalf of the state. And that's part of the challenge, too, that we're trying to express to our constituents. Over the last decade, expenditures in those 16 departments are up double digits, but aid from the state is either flat or even decreased. Prime example is the Treasurer's Department and the Motor Vehicle Fund. The motor vehicle fund is actually, we're the last county of 105 counties having to subsidize that fund through local property tax dollars. And it's to the tune this year of about $600,000, and next year almost $1 million, because they haven't changed the fee structure from the state in over 30 years. So this is a state department that now local property tax dollars is having to subsidize. And that's one of several examples that we've got to work through with our partners at the state to make sure there's not an overdue burden on property taxpayers here in Sedgwick County.
Yeah, you mentioned property taxes, and I know some people are kind of at the breaking point on that type of thing. I know you're hearing about it.
I hear about it a lot, understandably, and it's something that I talk about a lot, is this balance, this need to make sure we have good government service and stability in these departments with the balance of property taxes. I've been saying that I think we're over-dependent on property taxes in Sedgwick County. Almost 50% of our revenues are from property taxes, and I think core functions of government like public safety and public health and public works should be funded through property taxes. But there's other things that we do, parks, rec, arts, community development, that I really think is better placed through sales tax, and it'll help us to offset property taxes and reduce that burden. So this is the balance. I so appreciate the budget cycle, because in the first year for me, it was like drinking out of a fire hydrant. This year, it's been a lot different, really understanding and have my feet under me as to what we're doing. But to actually be the conduit from the people in this is the core tenet of what we do, is we have the manager's office, and then we have the commissioners, which are the representatives of the people, to make sure we have great services, but also we're being good stewards over property tax dollars. I take that responsibility incredibly seriously, and this is going to be an interesting budget, but I think in the end we'll have something that'll be great for this community.
All right, sounds good. The important question this morning, have you ever played Home Run Derby?
Have I ever played Home Run Derby? I tried to base my career off Home Run Derby, and it didn't always suit me well.
Yeah. I used to play base on balls derby. See how many walks I could get.
How about Bobby Witt Jr., though?
How
cool is that? Yeah. We got that guy right up the road. We had a K-State kid get drafted in the first round to the Twins organization. We're going to see him in Wichita. This is what's fun about following these guys throughout their career. We get to see him really blossom, and something we can be proud of. So I hope the people in this community really support the Wind Surge and that Double-A team, and watch these kids develop into future big leaguers.
You get the county commissioners together, and we'll have a big wiffle ball game sometime. What do you think?
I think that'd be every bit worth the price of admission. Let's get Jim Howell and Pete Meissner out there and throw some fastballs right by their ears.
There you go.
And this will be good.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us, and we'll talk with you again next week. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. We always talk about baseball because Ryan was a baseball player.
Yeah, yeah.
And a darn good one, and he likes to chat. Forgive us for chatting a little bit about baseball this morning, but it is All-Star Game Day, right?
Right.
7:43, Steve and Ted coming up. We've got the Wichita Business Journal update. New Dollar Tree store coming to Far West Wichita.
All right.
Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.